here checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com/live for the chat.
As our friend and yours,
and excuse me, Eddie, I'm talking right now. It's actually my birthday show, so please don't interrupt me. Thank you, Mr. Vedder.
Wow.
Oh, look. It worked.
Well,
you know, sometimes he gets out of line.
Couldn't believe my mic wasn't on.
Him and his, you know, tranny love, all that stuff.
You like trannies?
Yeah, I jerk off to him, but I don't really want him, you know.
Is that true?
Yet.
Is what true?
That you jerk off to trans. I think I'm low.
I did want, yeah, I was going to say.
Did you turn your mic on?
Yep.
It's on. I was just fucking with you.
Try again, sweetheart.
Hello? I can't hear anything.
I can't hear you at all.
It's on. It happened last time, too.
Yeah, but it worked during the test. It always does, doesn't it?
I didn't hear myself well during the test.
Not yeah, everybody. Well, we tested the Skype you're on.
Try it now, babes.
Hello?
There you
it's
go.
It's a little better.
No, it's on now.
Hi.
Not a little better.
Oh.
That was all my fault. This is not a self-proclaimed, but a proclaimed birthday show. We're supposed to have a couple other people down here, but thanks a lot for bailing. You broke a birthday boy's heart. Just want you to know. I want to put that out there, especially you, Nick Rasmussen, you fucking asshole.
Hi, Nick.
So anyway, with us, Ian Lazarus, the great Ian Lazarus.
The great, hey.
You are great. I love you.
The Ian Lazarus.
He even brought me a gift. He stopped at the Pearl Jam airport store.
No, I went to Easy Street Records.
Yeah, people don't know what that is, babe.
No. I went to the,
like. Did I call you babe like 11 times?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'll
we're there.
Switch up to honey.
We're there.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about calling you pet names. I don't want to use the same one in a row.
Got to get creative. We have to keep it fresh.
Exactly. Mad fresh. But go on.
I went to the Mecca.
You were in Seattle.
The record store.
Again.
Where it all started out there.
I didn't
even
know you were going back. I thought you were waiting for me in February.
Well, I'm going again in February.
Oh, I know.
I hope you come.
I will. I'm going to take a vacation.
We both have a friend out there that's hoping you get out there in February as well.
Yes.
Hopefully she's listening.
I would hope so, too. She's fucking awesome.
She's awesome. Cool chick.
That's, what's her handle?
Seattle Mistress.
That's right.
She's not in there yet, but I'll keep an eye on her.
Goddamn bitch. I don't like her anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
She could stay away now.
What if she's running late?
And, of course, Andy Marino.
Hi. Hey, Skype. Guys.
If you want to Skype in, 845-228-8897 or Cousin Joe Show, one word, on Skype. Sorry, I'm doing the usual stalling thing where I'm just straining my neck to find the levels behind me. But
we've only been here for 3 hours and had every opportunity.
And whose
to get
fault
this right.
was that? Who was sitting here at the work table?
Who? Nobody.
And
you were
I,
only because there's not enough seats over there.
I was. And who, okay, yeah, I didn't want to squeeze in between you two on the couch
yet.
But yeah, well,
you left the show.
Yeah, I get exhausted after I come.
After you have a couple of drinkies.
Yeah.
I'm getting triggered, guys.
Oh, I apologize.
Whoa, that's Ian. Oh.
Do you want to like go in the bathroom and close the door while I jerk off instead of having to watch?
Oh, come on. Dude, not cool.
No?
Not cool.
You're right? Ian?
I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm a little uncomfortable.
Well, you're on the show, so okay. I mean, that's to be expected.
I'm sorry.
Okay. For some reason, Dan is pulling a... I was about
posting
to say
about the
name.
Show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not making fantasy football trades?
No.
Okay, there goes
that's,
my...
That's for hour two.
Oh, okay. So much for an admit. That word.
What the fuck are we going for?
The anonymous thing.
Oh.
So, yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
Did I tag you, Ian?
I think you did.
Unbelievable.
Oh, there you are. I got you.
It's like I'm sitting here with two women on the show where I'm doing a separate show. What happened?
I don't know if you guys know what Joe got for his birthday, but it was cunty.
What?
He got very cunty.
I no. A very nice gentleman. I really...
I know.
I've It's been slow, but I've matured over the years.
You have. We've talked about a lot of your, a lot of the way you handled situations back in the day that you handle now. That
absolutely.
Are
I mean, I
very
had,
different.
I had zero self awareness in my 20s, early 20s, especially.
Who does?
And you know, it's funny. There's this kid. I never talk about work for obvious reasons. Not where I work, obviously, but anything about work. But small exception. there's this new kid at work, and you know, I think he's like 22 or something, but he's got that arrogance and cockiness where he's trying to be confident, but it's obviously it's just cocky, and he's annoying as fuck, and everyone can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how bad you just want to pull him aside and go, "Look, man, I was your age. I went through this phase.
I get it. Yeah,
no one likes it. But you can't." Because yeah. I remember, if I was at that age, I wouldn't have listened to the guy telling me that.
Asshole.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you just gotta
let life humble the guy a little bit. Yeah. That's all right. It takes.
I always say that when I see someone like that, I'm like, you know what? Life will get him.
Yeah.
And we all went through our mid to late 20s and our early 30s, and life fucked us over, and now we got it now. And,
yeah.
By the way, Dennis is in the chat, and he says,
"Hi, Dennis."
He says, "I agree, Joe. It's fucking annoying when people bail on you."
Okay. Look,
those fucking bastards.
Last Thursday. I really, really wanted to make it down to Levity Live to see Dan and Dave, Andy. I really wanted to, but again, work shit I can't talk about. But things have been happening the past week and a half or so at work where I've had, let's just say, a lot more responsibility.
A heavier load?
Much, yeah. And none that I asked for. None that I'm getting paid for. So, fuck, this is why I don't talk about work on the air. God damn it. But anyway, point is I couldn't make it, and I really did want to go. So fuck you, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there was something we started talking about off the air, and it was you, Ian, mentioning something. And I think Dan and I both in unison screamed, "Save it for the air."
Oh, God. Was it the porn festival?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Because we were talking about, and I promise everyone, we're not going to go on for 20 minutes about Pearl Jam, but we were talking about Pearl Jam.
I'm going to go take a shit.
Ian and I, off the air, were talking about Pearl Jam and the movie and the fact that there's a scene in the film where Ian and I both cried when we watched it separately. So then he brought up a time he cried at another thing. And
it didn't make sense.
Right. So I want to hear the explanation now. I said save it. I want to hear it on the air. So please tell me.
Well, last week in Seattle, I went to an amateur porn film festival.
What is that? Is that like a low budget VN? What the fuck is the actual porn one?
AVN.
AVN.
It wasn't an award ceremony,
but it was supposed to be like that.
No, it was 22.
It was a convention.
Short films, just in a theater.
The theater.
Short porn. Amateur
yeah,
porn.
It was 5 minutes or less.
I feel like they just like stole some. But he's like hard drive.
No, it was.
Yeah, those are called scenes.
Yeah.
No, short films.
They were, most of them were pretty artistic. And
what are you fucking talking about? Just what's that? Are you all right?
Watch them, as the cum drips.
No.
The glistening.
Yeah, it means it represents something that you don't understand.
Some of them were really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were shocking. I've now seen every computation.
Are we letting this go?
Butt sex.
What are you talking about?
Asked.
Some are funny.
Very shocking.
No, I don't understand. They had categories. I'll show you the fucking menu.
Porn,
funniest, kinkiest,
I know
best.
Look, I know it's been tried, but porn and comedy do not
there
mix.
There were two or
they
three
never work.
That were hilarious.
Please explain. Give me an example. Just one.
One of them was, I see it's so long and long-winded, but one of them was like a music video about a polyamorous couple, and it was really funny. I can get into it. One of them was inanimate objects called Objectified, where they'd show different objects and then sexualize them. And it's really hard to explain the visual of it.
Obviously.
Like listen, it was I know fucking funny, and it was funny.
I know. I don't doubt.
In any case, some
I
were
don't
funny.
Doubt
some,
your expertise on funny.
I have so much shit now. I've seen every computation of sexuality fucking on a big screen in high definition and stereo sound. Anyway.
Yeah, before the show.
Yeah, and what we were saying off air is one of the clips touched me and made me weep. I got teary-eyed.
All right, well,
what happened?
Yeah.
It was, and in this one, it had no actual hardcore sex, but it was the story of, it started off as a woman staring at her mattress in an alleyway which she'd thrown out in the garbage, right? And then she kind of flashed back to meeting a guy at a bar. And then they told their love story.
Of fucking on the mattress?
Well, through the bedroom, yeah. And it went through the early fucking, and then a fight, and then the makeup sex, and then trying to keep it interesting, and then being on their laptops together and not paying attention to each other, and then going to breaking up. And then she like had sex with her best friend, female best friend, as an experiment. It was these short clips.
All on that mattress.
All on that mattress.
Wow.
And then it flashed, and it started really, you know, getting.
I could do the same thing, but it'd be like a tragedy movie.
Well, you'd be jerking off the whole time.
Yeah, it'd be me just me jerking off, and sometimes as a woman, but usually it's you know.
So in any case, I could maybe it hit a nerve in me. I thought about my relationship or my life, and
your mattress,
I guess, the love you had,
all the love I've had. Well, most love has been on other mattresses.
To
these
all
days.
The girls I've loved on this mattress.
I guess I can't. But and then at the end, she kind of like looked at the mattress and was thinking all these thoughts, and then she looked real close, and there were a couple bed bugs in it, and then she kind of walked away because it's in the trash, and then she came back, threw her beer at it, and then walked away.
Okay,
why'd she throw her beer at it?
Because she just was like, "Fuck it, it's over." You know, she just got mad.
That was her moving on.
Yeah, she got mad. She sort of. Am I being made fun of here?
No. I'm honestly. Wow. Again, please.
I saw a woman put a full eggplant in a man's ass in one of these films.
Wow.
I'm no, just
that is a real wow.
I'm honestly trying to.
Which end did she start with?
I'm trying to figure out the
big one.
The point.
She went big end in?
She did.
It's hard to get that out.
I saw a couple of really fucked up gaping anus things. Like, oh, it was bad.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to keep grilling you for this. I honestly am curious.
I will.
What part, please do. What part of that mattress love story made you cry?
I'm explaining it poorly.
No,
but
what, at what point in that
point
story
when
that
you
unfolded?
Watch two good people trying to hold on to like.
Wait, there was two people?
You guys, let's just talk about something else, okay?
No. You honestly said
there were two people.
One person.
Well, it was one person watching her memories.
Her memories.
Some of the memories, there were two people, which was this other man, her boyfriend, or whatever he was.
Right.
No, what made me sad was just when you think about time going by and two good people struggling to hold on to something that was beautiful that's now over, whether they like it or not.
So it sounds like you watched a porn version of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
In a sense, I mean, it was heavy, man.
I don't know what that is.
It was heavy.
It's a movie that's got the. It's an amazing movie.
Oh, it's great.
But it's got the general idea of, you know, trying to hold on to something that's gone.
Right. It can't work.
Yeah. It's good to watch and then drink.
Like that.
And
life is like that. I've gone through that recently. I mean, sometimes.
I just think that the scenes of hardcore fucking would kind of, like, you know, distract me from trying to get emotional.
It's two different parts of the mind.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I don't think I've ever cried with a hard on.
I didn't have a hard on really once, the whole thing. I mean, it was. There was something nice after the hard on. You probably cried.
Yeah.
Those weren't tears. But it was heavy, man. It was some heavy shit. And it was some really disgusting shit that I tried to. I don't want to be judging. But
no, I'm not.
Was the eggplant movie a comedy?
Yeah, it kind of was.
I would say.
It kind of was.
And I'm not making funny. I mean, I've talked on the air that I. No, honestly, I've cried at concerts.
Mm.
I've cried at many concerts.
I've cried at a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't think porn is one of them.
Yeah, no, that's never happened.
But this was artistic. This wasn't just porn for the sake of coming and fucking and all that. It was really
You know what it is? I have a problem separating porn from porn. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's just the porn is there
to jerk off to.
To jerk off to, and then, like, it's no longer part of my. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have trouble connecting. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
But what else are you trying to connect?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the way Ian connected something else to it.
This was different.
Right.
Ian connected humor to it. And I can't. I don't.
If you were there, you could.
Maybe. I don't know. To me, it's just
obviously
like,
these aren't the usual porns that we jerk off to.
This wasn't to jerk off to.
Yeah, this isn't jerk off porn.
Maybe so.
And I guess I've only used. When I'm trying. You know what it is? I only watch porn when I'm trying to jerk off.
Of course.
I don't watch it. Like, you're in a convention. It's a different setting, different situation. When I'm watching porn, it's because I want to jerk off. So if I'm looking for something that's going to be artsy or whatever, I'm like, nah, I'm not watching this because I want to jerk off. Like, it's not what I'm watching it for.
Right. Of course.
So
and
I think
that's everybody.
Where the separation is in my mind.
This was the first time
mind.
I've ever experienced anything beyond that. Of course.
Yeah.
It's like I don't drink usually. I'm a kind of drinker. I drink to get drunk. I don't usually enjoy a beer. I want to have four or five or six.
Right.
Porn, this was different. This was an artistically presented
series
of clips. Some of them were not as artistic as others. They were well done. It was inspiring in some ways.
Seattle Mistress says it was Seattle porn, all the feels.
It was Seattle porn.
It was porn. That's got to be artsy.
It was.
Huh.
They even said, though, because this is all amateurs, that if they even see your phone out, because these are people that some want to stay anonymous, they will confiscate your phone and you will not get it back.
Was that legal?
That was the threat. I was wondering that.
What, they were petrified people filming the film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are pictures any of these going to be released outside of the...
I don't think so.
Some just might. I mean, it's really a person's personal choice.
If you guys want to look it up, it's the Hump Film Festival.
I do want to look it up.
Dan Savage's Hump Film Festival.
Why does that name sound familiar, Dan Savage?
It was fun. It was great fun. Everything's fun in that city.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I had a couple friends that, okay. that got me. It was sold out. They got.
I think
me a
I
ticket.
Feel creepy if I had to go by myself.
Well, you're in a.
I might
full
feel
theater.
Creepy with a boner in front of people. Though.
I didn't get a boner. For, I know, for any man. Of it.
I'm just going. I'm too
it, it moved a little bit a couple
it wasn't
times.
Hotter because you were in a room.
No, there were moments.
Different, it was a different mindset.
There were that's moments that were yeah. hot, but I think the room full of people.
Yeah, that would do it for me.
I guess I was sitting next to a you know, strangers for the most part on one side.
Wow, it's going to travel to over 35 cities across the U.S. and Canada in 2018. It's a touring festival.
It's a touring festival?
Yeah.
It's great fun.
Hold on, I'll tell you when it's in the area, Joe. Oh, it's going to be in New York, New York, the 29th, 23rd to the 29th.
That's the city part of New York.
Of March. The people who aren't from New York don't know that. They think, oh, it's, just,
well, they're fucking
they think
stupid.
It's just one city, and that's all New York. I talk to people from like other parts of the country.
They
and
really
I'm like,
don't know?
And I'm like, no, I'm like from New York. I'm like, no, I'm like an hour outside of the city.
Oh,
that like,
is true. People outside yeah. This area, when you say I'm from New York, they automatically think you're in Manhattan.
Basically, like I have like a picture of a map, and I just circled the city, and I put an arrow. I'm like, I'm over here. Because people are like, why do you have like a backyard? I'm like, it's different. But yeah, so Joe, there's this field trip for us. March 23rd to the 29th. New York,
sounds
New
good.
York. Is it the Javits Center or something like that, maybe?
No way.
It's not a convention. It's just a small artsy sort of... This was in like a dance studio.
Oh.
But it was a big screen. It was good sound. It was, you know, theater seats.
Professionally right. done.
Very.
Interesting.
Okay. You know, and you never know where something's going to hit you and hit, a, and hit a, an emotional nerve.
No, I know.
And get choked up.
Cinema Village.
Strike a chord, as they say.
Strike a chord.
Dude, I saw...
Cinema Village 5 straight nights.
I may have mentioned this once or twice on the show. I saw Roger Waters' The Wall 12 times. And there's a point in the show where every single time, I knew it was coming, 12 times, still made me tear up every single time.
Of course.
So it's just one, yeah, I get it.
Every time I've gone to a Broadway show, which is, I try to go once a year, when the curtain goes up, I get like emotional. The enormity and sort of what's about to happen hits me in a way that I get choked up.
Do you get emotional at, you know, TV shows, movies?
I can, sure, often. Yeah.
When I do too, but often. When do you like stop and think for a second? Oh fuck! I should probably get back on an antidepressant.
I enjoy it. I like feeling.
Because I knew if I was
like
taking,
to feel.
I
yeah.
want to feel
because
I like to cry.
See, that's like that's the whole thing. Like if I was taking Effexor, that wouldn't happen.
You'd be numb,
right?
Comfortably.
Well, depends on what's in my system, but yes. But see, that's my first thought: is if I was taking Effexor, I wouldn't get all like faggy about this, but. You're right. I think it's better to have that.
Things that I choose to entertain me, I'm hoping to cry. I look to be sad or despondent. I like that emotion.
You seek out being
yeah.
sad?
The thing. Well, no, but the things I enjoy more
there's a,
tend to make me feel
there's a certain
that way.
Feeling.
A catharsis.
Sadness.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, I'm
it's
saying,
not
but
even
there's
sadness
like,
always.
There's this, when something can overcome you emotionally, it's good to feel, is basically, I think, what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I get it.
And it's the same. I mean, some people do it, you know, do different things with it, but I mean, sometimes just. Having that, being able to feel something is, like you said, catharsis.
Yeah, I cried. Oh, silly thing. I mean,
have you been on antidepressants as well?
In phases, yeah, in phases.
Yeah, me too. What's your?
I don't really have any side effects per se. I didn't
see,
get
that's
emotionless.
The only reason I had to stop Effexor years ago.
Worked for Chris Cornell.
I too soon. It's just
matchy.
I liked it. I feel like I have more like I'd be more outgoing. I think.
So why'd
maybe
you stop?
It was in my head. I stopped because dick problems.
Really? You had the boner problem?
No well, problem it, getting it, hard. No problem getting come. Hard. It would take me 2 hours, and I'd wind up, you know, straddling
a
girl,
hooker.
Sweating yeah. on her tits, jerking off, trying to fucking blow a load. That was the issue. Then they actually give, like, a very small dose to guys, like, that come in 10 seconds, that drug. For I mean, so
I'm
it's,
that guy.
It's a known thing.
To make it last.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah. But I was thinking about it recently. Like, yeah, maybe I should get back on that. But this it always happens.
You don't seem depressed.
I'm not. But
so you should get back on it. Why?
Because I'm not now because I'm with you guys. I'm having fun. No. But, you know, if I'm alone, you know, it could wash over me
right.
in a night, a couple hours, and I'll have that thought. You know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe I should be on that. But then, eh.
I probably should be on something. Dan, should you be on something?
Yeah.
Yes, Christopher Robin.
Thanks for noticing.
Is that I know for a while that was like, honestly, it was like to the point where you were in the minority if you weren't taking an antidepressant.
I think it's still like that
it's
sometimes.
It's still?
It depends what. See, it's different because like me and Ian and you, like we're in circles with a lot of comics, a lot of people who do people who do the shit we do.
We have a lot of highs and lows,
and we tend to be a little more fucked up.
Yeah, we are.
Because I wouldn't need to do this, and we wouldn't need to do this if we were normal.
We're needy, attention seeking. Yeah, fucks.
Absolutely. Would go just get a job and have a wife and kids and a picket fence, and that'd be it.
And not need this outlet.
Ian's got all that shit, but he's still miserable.
I was in therapy today talking about that. Yeah, yes, I know. Exactly.
Ian's always like the person, I always tell him he has no right to be miserable, because like everything he's a great family, good career, whatever.
Beautiful
but
wife.
It shows nice that shit, that mind shit, it doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Yeah, no. It
always drives me nuts when a celebrity.
Never satisfied.
When like Cornell killed himself.
And the reaction.
People are like, you're rich. You had everything. It's like, that's not, that doesn't fucking
people
matter.
Who have never,
they've never been.
Had or had friends that had any kind of fucking, yep. You know.
Dude, that feeling, it's not like, I got money, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, I'm
it's
cured. Yeah, no,
in
it doesn't
there.
Work
you know
like that.
You know what I could say for me, in a sense, is I have a crippling fear of death.
Yeah,
and the
so
fact
I.
that I know it's coming ruins everything. It's like every moment that I'm in, it means less because it's all going to be over someday, and it terrifies me.
I sometimes I'll just be like walking down the hall, and I'll just like think like, how is everybody not terrified all the time? Like we're all gonna fucking die. We're all gonna die.
How do you leave the house?
Yeah, like, yeah. How
I have the same thought.
And it's like it's not bad. So that's why I've never
have that to that degree.
But see,
I'm
that's why I've never been a suicidal person because my fear is of that of like that I'm just gonna you're gonna die and be forgotten. That's it. Like anything you've done, it doesn't matter. So that's why I try to I do comedy. I try to make people laugh, whatever, because I'll be dead. Like it's not gonna matter. Mm. Like nothing you do, and it's a very nihilist attitude. But
That's how I get on stage if I'm nervous.
Fuck
I say
it.
This doesn't
I'm gonna
matter.
Die? Yeah.
I'm gonna die. This moment means very
in
little.
In the long run, it really doesn't mean
a dick. I was at Levity with Greg Stone one night. He was a fucking great comic I absolutely love. And we're in the green room, and I'm like, and I'm nervous because whatever. And I'm just like, oh man, like I hope it's a good crowd or whatever. And he goes, yeah. He goes, but we're all gonna die anyway. And I was just like, well, fuck yeah, that's a good fucking point.
And of all the irrational fears, that's a very rational fear. And
we all
it is, but it isn't, because there's nothing you can do about it, so there's no point wasting time worrying about it.
You're right. On paper, that makes sense.
I remember when I first started taking anti-anxiety shit, I was talking to my dad, and he's like, I heard you're taking medicine now. And I'm like, yeah, I've got a lot of anxiety issues. And he's like, well, why? And I'm like, all right, when you're driving and you hit an ice patch and you start sliding towards like a ditch and you get that feeling in your chest?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll get that. Just sitting around, just hanging out.
Because you have no control.
Yeah, because it's just your mind just like goes into panic.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, Dad, I'm like, that's why I don't like to fly, whatever. And he's like, because my dad travels. He does a lot, like you. He does a lot of going all over the place.
I don't like to fly, but I do it, yeah.
And I'm like, that's why I don't like to fly. He's like, well, why? He goes, I'm like, well, because if something happens, you're 30,000 feet in the air, you're dead. There's nothing. It's not like a car accident where you can like maybe live or whatever. And he's like, oh, well, if that happens, you're dead. You're going to die. And I'm like, I can't have that cavalier attitude. I can't. It's, I don't know.
I think there's comfort in the fact that I don't believe in heaven or afterlife.
Nothing to reckon for.
This is it. You don't even know it. You're
most
gone.
Most people take comfort in believing in that, so it's odd that you take comfort in not believing
in
that.
But
that's very odd.
But then it would be an eternal, it would just be, no escape.
Maybe it's no escape from heaven. Doesn't heaven sound great?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on whose rule book you're looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
According to some rules, none of us are getting to fucking heaven.
I'm not. Right.
I know.
And even if you did, you'd be constantly having to worship and praise the,
Someone, I forget what comic it was, made a great point about
it. I mean, it's all fucking
like,
nonsense. I don't have to say that, I hope. But, I mean,
Some comic made a great point about, going to heaven. Like, is heaven, are there times in heaven? Like, because if heaven's everything you want, and you go to heaven and you want a PlayStation or something, and then the person next to you in heaven is a caveman who died and went to heaven, it's gonna blow his fucking mind what your heaven is. And I thought it was a great fucking point. I don't know who made it. Damn.
What if you're almost plugged in like the Matrix, where you all have your own separate experience?
Yeah,
and it's individualistic
it's
to you.
Yeah, and some people say we're in the Matrix right now. So
I hope so.
There's a 50-50 chance scientists believe that we're actually, that this is all not even here.
Would you, a little philosophical question, then we'll move on since we're on this. You might have heard this before, but that whole thing where if you could get into a flotation tank and you pre-plan your life, right, where there's no heartache, no loss, you're a fucking rock star, wherever you want to be, right? Everything is great. And then once you get in, you forget everything before. You don't remember your previous. Would you get in? Never any pain.
Would you take the red pill or the blue pill, basically?
That's pretty, I guess. It, yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen The Matrix, but yeah.
It's a documentary. I know. It's hard. Like, you leave all this behind, but you never know.
You don't remember it.
Behind.
Yeah.
You're never going to know.
So the only thing hard is the goodbye.
And there's never, you know,
but the goodbye's
no
gone.
One dies. You know,
but I'm saying that's, no, but that's it. Yeah. In that moment.
There's no loss. There's no pain. There's no, would you take it?
I don't know, man. You get anything you want?
Anything.
Fuck, that's hard.
All of a sudden, you wake up one day, you can fly.
Whatever you want.
That's amazing. That's a tough question.
You know, in my world, is, you know, a vending machine with Vicodin appears right there. I just
it just comes out.
Yeah, and it doesn't even need money. I just push a button. It just comes out. So, I mean.
I'm afraid to leave my house. That'd be great.
Yeah. No, that fear doesn't even exist.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's even a conceptual thought.
That's why I didn't show up Tuesday. I just had a thing where, like, I can't leave my house tonight. I'm just staying home.
So my house would you get in?
I don't know, man. I think I would. Really? I don't know. It's hard. But then what was all this? You know what I mean?
Well, again, you don't remember. You don't have any recollection.
But that goes right into my fear of, like, just everything not mattering. You know what I mean? So, like, it's like,
you've proved it.
Yeah.
Nothing mattered.
It really didn't.
But it doesn't.
What if I went into one then and I got it and they lied and this is it?
Okay, this was your idea.
PSA, these things don't really exist.
Right.
Okay.
Wait, what? Sorry, go ahead, Ian. What's your opinion on that?
Well, okay, if I go in, what happens to the now? Like, what happens to my kid? Do they still get the version of me that's here and I forget it?
You pre-plan it. If you want to bring them with you, then they'll be on the same level as you.
Party or...
I'd want to bring everyone that I love then. And then, of course.
But then...
Then what am I losing? What am I giving up?
It's the whole... You're not giving anything up.
My whole life is about people that I love. Well, that's all that I care about, really. And pussy.
But then there's the whole
you love
thing of...
That's what I'm saying.
Are you there able to appreciate the good things without the shitty...
I'm not trying to buy that. Is that true? Who says that?
I don't believe it. I mean, maybe a little, but it's a... You know.
Like people that say, when you live in a good climate, weathered state, you need cold to... No, fuck that. I want to be warm all the time. So I'm not trying to buy
if
that.
If it were up to me, I'd probably live in Florida or California for the...
I pick Seattle, but it does rain quite a bit.
Quite a bit?
But I like that.
Well, we got an expert, Seattle mistress in the
this
chat.
Last week, it rained quite a bit out there.
Who, by the way, says you'll always be remembered by someone. I used to be so scared until I saw my first...
Wait, she's an EMT.
Okay, so I saw my first on-scene death.
Yeah, she's
and I was like,
bodies.
Damn, it can happen anywhere, anytime. Doesn't matter who you are. Life's so much different. Yeah.
That's why we should have a three-way when we go out there in February. Right, Jess?
I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Just saying, we're all going to die someday. You might as well plug up all the holes.
Oh, that's a romantic way of putting it. I'm sure she's definitely now. She wasn't before. I mean, had a seller right there.
That's it, man. I'm a closer. And an opener.
We are the hole pluggers.
I'll just hang out over here.
Just give us your address.
Fine, I'll just,
well, you don't want to fly.
I'll just sit over here.
Dan will jerk off on the couch and then you can call the New York Times a week later. I'm sorry, a couple years later.
I'll jerk off and cry on the couch and it'll be like any other date I've been on.
Well, then you'll be assaulting her.
Yeah, no. You guys will be assaulting her plenty, I think. She won't even notice.
You can't assault the willing. Everyone knows that. Rule number one.
Well, she's still in the chat. That's a good sign.
Unless she just walked away or killed herself or something.
Just threw
Jesus.
Laptop out the window.
It froze.
He's right. It is raining. Again! and yeah, there's our response. It rains all the time, but it's nice. It's not nice.
It is nice. It is. I love it out there. I would live if I were a single man.
Do you have any
man,
idea how much that affects my mood?
See,
if I get up and it's
like
dark
it.
And rainy, I'm fucking in a piss.
Like I told you, I see.
Are you
sadness.
Really? I like a
not
rainy
like
fall
angry,
day.
But I'm just like I'm not fully awake.
I like you know what? I can just fucking I can have no guilt just staying home today.
Yeah,
well, no, that absolutely. I'm talking about having to get up, and go to work.
Oh, leave the house. I fucking
it makes it so much.
But
worse.
As an artist, yeah. Aren't you more creative in that environment? You know
when
what I mean? Don't you have more
first off,
creative
I would never
thoughts?
Call what I do artistic, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Do you write jokes when you're fucking happy? I highly doubt it.
See, well, that goes back to the float tank thing. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, no, I don't think I've ever done or written anything funny when I was, like, whistling.
Happiness isn't funny.
Not that I ever fucking whistle.
When
you're,
but I want to hear about your happiness.
When you're sad or depressed, it churns up so much shit.
It heightens your senses.
And it heightens, yeah, and it makes you write. I definitely write my best.
And for people like
stuff,
us,
when
it's
I'm
a
depressed.
Really amazing coping thing when you could laugh at the
yeah.
horrible shit.
Oh, laugh at the bad. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing.
And
like,
use
we
it
say
to make...
shit that's fucked up, and it's because that's how you handle it. Like, you know,
right,
just,
right, right.
Yeah, laugh so you don't cry.
Seattle says, I'm used to Ian. Nothing y'all say will make me leave.
Aw.
Oh, well, something will nice. Make me leave. Y'all, if you say that in my presence, I will walk out of your presence.
Yeah, when did you get all Southern?
I'm just kidding. Can't wait to meet you, Miss Mistress.
Ms. Mistress.
She wants to take us up top of the Space Needle, which I'm terrified of.
I would do that.
And they have this new glass floor now.
Whew. Oh, yeah. I heard about
terrifying.
That.
Terrifying. But I promise her that if you go out there, I will go up.
I'll do it.
Oh. All right.
I'm terrified. You got to hold my hand.
I will hold your hand.
One more.
I will.
Let's elephant walk.
I will cuddle walk with you. Fair. I will have my arm around your fucking
I'm down.
Waist. Absolutely.
Down.
You got it.
You guys are cute.
All right. So anyway, that's enough morbid talk for a while.
Oh.
Oh, you want to keep going? We can keep going.
No, we're fine. Go ahead.
I had nothing to go to. That's why I asked you that.
Tapped out.
I mean, we got stories, articles left over from last week. And
we have some new ones.
Tonight. Yeah. Oh, I didn't. Did you send me that one?
What one?
I'm going to do it right now. No, Ian sent it.
Yeah,
Ian sent it. We could do that a little later.
Okay.
There's one I have here from... Okay. Utah. Utah man demands school change over mascot name sounding like penises.
Oh my God, what is it?
A Utah parent has started a petition to change a new high school's mascot because he thinks the plural version of Phoenix sounds too much like the word penises.
What is the...
Is it Phoenixes?
Phoenixes.
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 I'm starting this petition on behalf of many concerned students. No student is concerned. They think this is hilarious.
It's hysterical. They're going to draw a hilarious logo. It's going to be great.
And parents in our community whose children will be attending the new Farmington High School.
Farmington penises?
He wrote on his change.org petition, which has amassed over 3,000 signatures.
3,000, huh? Wow.
That was when this article was written yesterday. We'll see what it's up to now. They are at...
It's not zero, so it's too much.
3,100. Oh, just went up one.
Well, is that you?
Someone listening to the show. Obviously, we have listeners in Utah. Okay.
Penises? And oh, my goodness.
We were horrified to hear that the phonetics of the word phoenixes are far too close to the word penises. Well, why not just go with phoenixes? That's a word.
They must hate the Gamecocks.
Maybe it's not a word.
Well.
Thank you, sir.
Let's find out, Ian. I don't mean to be crass, he says.
I don't mean to be crass, but everything offends me.
But don't want there to be confusion around the point I'm trying to make. I think there's just a guy that's obsessed. He's a closet homo. He's obsessed with cocks.
Mention
of the word just gets him hard, and he doesn't want to be.
He's like, I can't be sitting in a high school basketball game harder than I usually am at a high school basketball game.
With young boys yelling penises in his face.
And I'm watching them jiggle in their shorts. I mean, it's too much for me.
How much can a man take?
Says that guy.
Phoenixes, along with phoenixes, is one of the acceptable plural versions of Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
So either work. The mascot was chosen by children who live in the Davis School District, blah, blah, blah. It's already reached out to other schools who use the Phoenix as a mascot, noting that other schools only use the singular form of Phoenix in place of the plural one.
Right, but that's only one person.
Why is this news? Why is this a news story?
Because it's Utah.
Yeah.
It's all Mormons. Their whole religious belief is based on what someone's claimed to read in a hat.
Where's a hat come in?
The guy claimed that he could read the scripture in the hat.
Joseph Smith, nobody else could see it.
Yeah, Joseph, only he could see it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You ever seen that South Park episode? It's one of the greatest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
No, but I have to watch it now.
You have to.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, just go with Phoenix. But again, that's my take. I think he's a closet homo that just can't.
I think I think he just heard it and he got
what
like,
other
excited.
Possible reason?
He really doesn't. Maybe he's the opposite and he really hates penises.
Phoenixes.
Hates
does it really? Okay, I guess
it sounds stupid. You just gotta say Phoenix. Phoenixes does sound silly.
It's just odd to me that an adult would come out with a change.org petition.
Does he even have kids? He probably doesn't.
It's a good question. It sounds like it.
He's probably just sitting alone in like an apartment.
Hey.
What?
Don't knock it till you
try. Yeah, but you're not complaining about the names of local high school teams. I hope.
No, it's only because I don't know them.
I don't know them either.
It has to do with sports, so I'm fucking clueless.
You're a big sports guy.
Let's see.
If you've gotten to the point that that can be one of the major gripes you have in life, you win.
Dude,
it was almost like last year when they were complaining that, or 2 years ago, that there weren't enough African-American representation at the Academy Awards. At that point, you kind of win. If that's the biggest problem in your community, then we're equal. You know, you've win. You've won. You're there. You're worried about getting an award for a movie.
What do you mean you won?
Oh, I see what I'm you're saying.
Like, if that's the major like social issue with your people, or a major social issue with people,
it's not.
You don't have any more social issues.
I got you. Right.
But if your big problem is the word fetuses, which is just enjoy it. Have fun with it even. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
You live a pretty charmed white life, you know?
Half the people in school
Utah,
have
how bad
them.
Could your life be? Well.
Beside the fact that you're bored as fuck.
Yeah, and you're in
unless
Utah.
Unless he's one of those and he's got three wives or whatever.
He probably does.
Yeah, I guess.
Sounds kind of fun.
Three girlfriends sounds a lot
better
than three wives.
Yeah, sounds fun for a day for like and then.
Yeah. Oof. Sounds like it gets old quick.
You know, they got the women have to pretend not to be jealous of the other ones, and they all are.
Unless they're into other women. Maybe they
Dude,
all
can you imagine
other.
Being in the reverse situation?
No.
It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm pounding out other husband tonight. You mind just doing the dishes? Thanks. No, we'll be in the other room.
Yeah, it's Jake's turn tonight.
Fucking all
so,
night. Yeah.
I'm going to be on his dick. You got to wait. I'm not going to see
That's how you know that religion was made by dudes, man. That was 100%.
They all were.
Well, they all were, of
but
course.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry. The heavens opened and fucking books fell down and shit. Like that. My bad.
Obviously.
That's silly of me.
For the one that you were raised on. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the right one.
Right.
The other ones are dumb. But the one I grew up on.
The other ones are so ridiculous.
Makes sense. My boogeyman is the one that matters.
Right.
Yeah. You know what scares me most about religious people, by the way?
Brainwashing?
I was thinking about that while I was driving over. That too. I was thinking about when I was driving over. People who claim the reason for religion is for more. Like, if it wasn't for religion, no one would have morals.
That is terrifying.
That freaks me out.
Because
like,
if
didn't have this invisible guy, like, you'd be like, oh, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to murder this guy. I had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the book. I didn't know. Like, that's freaky, man.
They do give that impression off that, they'd be okay with that if, you know, they didn't have that God to tell them no.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's certain things in the book that are, of course, important. You know, no gays marrying, none of that.
Right, we can't have that.
Premarital sex, whatever.
We don't have enough.
Ignore that.
Population.
Yeah, no.
We need more, so we can't have gays. We need all the procreation we can get.
Oh, yeah, we need more fucking kids running
around.
That's
you know,
what we need.
There's way too much room out there in general.
Mm-hmm. Especially driving down here through fucking Rockland.
Oh,
there's enough
God.
Fucking people here.
They have really taken
it's
over.
It's just enough people. I didn't even need a certain. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, okay. Now I feel like
there
a
are enough cars.
Now I feel like a fucking
enough people.
Now I feel.
You make a Jew comment? Did I miss a Jew comment?
I think that's what he was going for.
A Hasidic Jew comment, which is
it's
very different.
They don't consider me a Jew.
I don't.
Hasidics don't consider you a Jew.
Not really. No.
No, they look down on anyone, even Jews, who isn't
especially
them.
Especially
Jews. Oh, really? Especially?
I mean,
oh, really?
I'm wasting my moment. You know, I've been given it all, and I'm wasting it because I'm not a Orthodox.
Oh, because you're chosen.
Coat wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't wear a hockey puck.
There's a really good documentary on Netflix about people that left the Hasidic community. It's fucking, they really.
There's some good pussy under those wigs and skirts, let me tell you.
Huh.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You wouldn't know, but I know what you mean. I've lived around them all my life, so I've seen a couple decent ones. I'm going, wow, really? Interesting.
Huh. I met people in general, but yeah.
You know, we're talking about one.
I know you've gone off on your thing. When it comes back around, I'll be here.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that certain cults are different than others in different ways.
Yeah, and
some like to expand a lot,
uh-huh.
and then take over the government, local government, and school district. Mm-hmm. And it's not fucking news. You could call me anti-Semitic, whatever. It's just the fucking reality. Especially if you're in Rockland, you know way too much about it.
Yeah, you get
to
argue a lot
you
about it.
You can't fucking argue it.
You hear a lot about it.
What's the matter? You getting uncomfortable?
No, we're fine. I'm just saying, that's fine.
Dan just got uncomfortable.
No, I'm good.
Well, all this Jew talk?
I'm not saying anything bad.
You're not.
I'm just...
Well, if you are, you're entitled to. You know?
Yeah, well, but
whatever.
I mean,
your feelings and your opinions are yours.
But that's like just like every other group... Their go-to is, you're anti-this, and then all of a sudden, you're the asshole.
If you disagree,
you
lose
the
argument. Somehow discriminatory.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm getting at.
I'm anti all the religions.
Well, so am I.
I have no problem with people who believe in a religion, and it's how they guide their own lives, whatever. But it's when they start
fucking
forcing
selves.
It on everybody else, and they start wanting laws to be made because you're... I can't buy alcohol on a Sunday because of your... Fuck you. Like that? Come on. Seriously?
Yeah.
You don't buy alcohol then. Why do I have to be punished? Like, the stores have to be closed in Jersey because you fucking pray to this guy. Who gives a fuck?
I know.
Then don't go to the store, asshole. I need fucking sneakers.
This is going to alienate quite a few people.
Oh, boy.
But
go ahead.
Please. Is it just me, or do you guys, when you see a grown man on Ash Wednesday walking around with that shit on his forehead, just think, what a dumb motherfucker.
I don't think
God damn, you look fucking... I'm not saying they're stupid. I know that.
My thought is just like, why is this one of the traditions that lasted?
But like, you're a grown man. Why are you doing this?
I just...
Can't you believe in your God without walking around like that? What the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's because...
There's dirt on your face, asshole.
Well, what's funny about it to me is it's supposed to represent their persecution. And I'm like,
I didn't even know. Christians, I grew up Catholic. I didn't even know what the fucking meaning was.
They're not that persecuted anymore. Like, you know,
it's been quite a while.
You guys kind of won. You know, I mean, Christmas is like, starting in a couple of weeks.
It's
always getting persecuted. They try every year with the war on Christmas.
I was going to say,
there's no war
on Christmas.
There's no fucking war. It's over. It's over. The war's over. You can't go 5 feet without a fucking snowflake and, you know, red. Like, it's not their Christmas exactly. They want the Christ in Christmas, but. I'm a huge commercial Christmas. Like, I love commercial Christmas.
You're Santa Claus.
I'm Santa Claus, yeah.
That better be coming soon, by the way.
December 14th.
I can't wait.
Do I know what we're talking
about? No, his profile picture over here. No, Santa Claus, your profile
picture.
And
I'm going to be Santa Claus at the comics.
Oh, are you?
Comedy thing.
Oh, I saw the poster. You're going to actually dress
as
up that
way? Santa Claus, yeah. My accent.
Nice,
is Santa,
dude.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Do you have actual Santa-related jokes?
I'm going to change some of my shit up. It's going to be a storyline involved.
Nice.
You'll see it. It'll be fun. 14th December.
Nice. Come on. I probably can't make it, but I want to hear about it. I think I'm busy.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a Thursday. You might be here.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Well, anytime. Are you fucking kidding?
But yeah, my thoughts are there's no war. Like, the war on Christmas, I love every year. It's like, who gives a shit? There's no... Really? Like, what's the fucking war? What's winning?
I was going to say, but what do they think?
Because people sometimes say happy holidays, and that's the war on Christmas.
So what?
Like, anybody doesn't know it's Christmas time.
And who's stopping you from saying what you want to?
Right.
Like, exactly.
If you want to say Merry Christmas, say it.
It doesn't bother me.
It's not stopping anybody.
Exactly.
People like to be incredulous because it feels good.
I'm an atheist, and I celebrate Christmas because it's just a family get-together.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's the thing. I like the commercial Christmas. The idea, Frosty and Santa, all that shit. I'm not into the Jesus was born, and then the kid, and the miracle.
Do you go to church?
Oh, you don't like bullshit. Anybody.
You don't
Nonsense.
Go to church?
Yeah, I don't like that part.
Oh.
I don't like that part. First off, Jesus was born in like August, if he existed. Like, you
that
know.
Was black.
Yeah. And it was, yeah.
He didn't look like that.
No, he didn't look
that
like that.
That picture over your mommy stove.
With the blue eyes and the
sorry
and brown hair and the abs.
Couldn't be more inaccurate.
He might have had the abs. Those, they are pretty fit.
Oh.
Wasn't much to eat back then.
But yeah, I don't, that whole thing, if that's what, go ahead, man, if that's what you're in. But you know what, if you're gonna do that, go all the way, then you don't get the commercial Christmas,
right?
If you want Christ and Christ, then you do your thing,
and you don't get Halloween because it was pagan.
Yeah, that's pagan. You don't get that either. Like, you can't have the best of both
you
worlds.
A la carte, you have like an a la carte, just like the commandments. Well, yeah, don't murder, but premarital sex, ooh, I'm gonna a la carte that. I'll take this commandment,
well,
this
thing.
Commandment, but
that's
I don't
the
want
problem
to hear
with,
to this
with
commandment.
Religion.
And
they all do that.
Everyone's a hypocrite.
I mean,
in
some
general.
Of the shit, some of the rules, I mean, you can't eat shellfish. Right, they ignore that one. Premarital sex, they ignore. You're not supposed to have clothing that's made of more than one material.
Right.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the Christian Bible?
Yeah.
Why?
That is from
That's
Jesus.
A sin.
Why?
That's a sin.
You know why?
Because fucking in like the 800s. Eight. 18. What am I talking about? In fucking negative 30
why are
BC,
we counting
whatever the
backwards?
Fuck. Yeah, why are we counting
the right up? After BC time.
What are we counting to? Oh, this guy's here now. Okay, we can count up. But yeah, it's fuck. What was I talking about?
I think we finally got away from that. By the way,
the multi the threads, the multi
thread.
Material
oh, yeah,
clothing.
Can't, because they probably fucking Jeremiah had a fucking wool factory, and this fucking
they
asshole
with the,
had a different one, and then you can't mix them now. I don't know. It's some stupid fucking rules. The same reason you can't eat pork because some fucking guy slaughtered a pig, and his whole village got sick. And no one can have pork if you're Muslim. Like, it's just
or Jewish.
Yeah, or you can't. That's right. You can't.
Yeah, it's like the one.
But you guys
thing
are allowed to jerk off, right?
I've never asked.
Yeah, we're not allowed to jerk
oh,
off.
Oh, we can, but you should feel very shameful.
You know what, I have bacon and jerk off. I don't care at the same time.
You know, I was like, I don't know. When do you start jerking off? 13?
I remember 13. The first time.
Usually, yeah,
I was in
leave.
Junior high.
13.
So, you know.
at my bar mitzvah
around
the
that
rabbi.
Around that time, you know, when I was still young and dumb and well, more dumb than I am now, and I believe in all that shit. I would have to jerk off with the comforter over my dick because
God can't see through that.
And my dead relatives. I was convinced because of all this horseshit nonsense that was shoved in my head that my dead grandfather and Jesus would watch.
Wouldn't they look away in that moment, though?
And I would purposely not jerk off on Christmas Eve or Christmas because it was Jesus' birthday.
That's crazy.
I thought like that was like, you know, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah, I'm not jerking off on your birthday.
But that goes
I love
to,
jerking
what,
off on my own.
To what Dan says. That's how much they beat that
they
into you about how
smush it
you
in.
Can't touch your dick. You can't even. Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's other ones. There's
it's so fucking bizarre.
There's I'm not sure if it's true or not. I think it's true. I think if you rape someone, like, you have to marry them. There's, like, all kinds
of
fucking...
Get in there?
There's all kinds of shit in there, but people only pick the ones they want. By the way, the no gays thing is mentioned, like, once. In
don't
all,
lay down next to another man.
In all the books. Yeah, and it's, like, kind of vague. Like, it's, you know...
But
that's
again,
a big one. We're sticking with that one.
Again, that's why I agree when Penn Jillette would say the Westboro Baptist Church, they got it right. They are the most
They're
Christian...
Actually, following
that,
the Bible.
Because, yeah, they go by every word.
Yeah, man.
You see that the hot daughter defected?
A few people have defected, yeah. A lot of people have defected.
But, like, she was really outspoken when she was in. I think, what was her name, Megan?
I think so,
she
yeah.
was on
she
Rogan's
was like
podcast a couple months ago.
She was, like, one of the spokespeople
it.
She was, like, one of the people that be on the news. When
her
like,
mom is the total nut.
The big one, yeah, yeah.
Real, yeah. But, yeah, that was a really good... story she had. She has a book coming out, as far as I know.
I just want to really quick point this out.
Yes.
Dennis said, welcome to the cousin. My friends and I are miserable, so we piss all over everything. Everyone else is good time. Dude, you piss over every... You
Dennis, go out of your way to piss
Dennis
on
shits on
everything.
Anything. So that's why I put hypocrite of the year. I just had to point that out real quick.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right. Moving on.
I was taken aback by how insane that comment was. You're right. What the fuck?
Plus, what are we shitting on, really?
We're not really. We're not. I mean, religion, yeah.
What,
not people.
What good time religious people are listening to this show?
Exactly. We chased them all away a while
they
ago.
They got Thursday night church or something tonight, don't they?
Yeah.
They got to pray at some... The fucking sun went down. I don't know how these fucking rules work.
But, I mean, back to your Ash Wednesday point, if you're so persecuted, tattoo it. How about that? Have the balls to tattoo that shit on your forehead.
Tattoo dirt on your face.
No, just tattoo the cross, whatever the
fuck.
Oh, what
no,
they
get
cross?
That on the bicep.
Ah,
yeah.
That's where it goes.
Yeah. Next to mom.
If you're hardcore, you get the Jesus portrait.
Oh, if you're going for it.
If you're all
back.
In. Oh, yeah. The only God can judge me, which, of course, makes you very judgeable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with the prayer hands. Ugh.
Prayer hands. The rosary
one of
beads.
The douchiest tattoos I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. With
only
the,
God.
Oh,
but God. Again, even all that said, do what you want to do. Good.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
My thing with religion has always been, and it was actually a Carlin point, and it's one of my favorite points I've ever been brought by religion. If you believe, well, about Christianity, if you believe that God made this perfect plan and everything is already laid out, then why do you also believe that he gave you free will? And why do you pray? And why do you go to church?
Why do you wear seatbelts?
Exactly, that too.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, why is the Pope through 3 inches of bulletproof glass?
Right, exactly.
Like if everything has been planned and it's already decided and in God's plan, and when a kid who's 3 years old has cancer, it's God's plan.
Then what are you praying for?
Then what? Yeah, why? What are you praying for? That he's going to change? So this perfect plan, you want him to change? Like the fucking it was Carlin. Carlin's a fucking brilliant person. I just repeated it.
Yeah.
But the fucking it goes entirely against itself.
I know.
And again, dude, like if it helps you be good and remember not to murder people, all right, fucking pray.
But again, if you need that to know that,
scary,
you're kind of fucked up.
But it's like, God damn it. And
if that stops you from murdering somebody, you probably weren't going to murder somebody.
Well, most likely.
You think it exists in this world, a case where somebody would have murdered somebody and held back?
Because of
religion?
Faith? I don't think so.
I would not be surprised at all.
There might be.
I'm not saying it's
common. I
want to
meet that person.
I'm not saying it's common, but I can almost guarantee that.
Jesus told me not to.
But I'm sure cavemen and, you know, other species.
Well, that was before religion.
It was before religion, but I guess that didn't stop them then. So maybe it civilized people to the point of fear.
I really don't think... I mean, Hitchens has a great line about that. Something about, because his mom was Jewish, something about you know, all the however long the Jews walk in Mount Sinai before the Ten Commandments. You know, before that, you're telling me all of them didn't know, and that was on the table, just, you know, rape and kill, and, you know, no.
it's on the rock.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Let me get this one more in. Turn around, bitch. Yeah.
Is that going to tonight? How do we
last this long before finding this one?
Yeah, when does it start exactly?
Can I get grandfathered into the rape?
Couple.
I want to get grandfathered into the rape.
I was going to covet some of my neighbor's goods just now. I was really coveting them hard. Like, I wanted them.
Yeah, it's just fucking silly.
It is.
Well, you want to take a break?
Okay.
We'll come back with less serious stuff.
Oh.
Or more serious stuff. Whatever Dan wants to do, because I don't like when he makes that sound.
No, I just, it's you're right. Like, it makes me think, like, oh, yeah, we've just ranted for
an hour. I'm not scolding you. I'm just saying.
How dare you scold me? That's not part of the Joe Commandments.
We should write the Joe Commandments. We should make 10 Commandments.
You know what?
Why don't we do that?
Let's do that on break.
The Joe Commandments.
Does that have to be 10?
Thou shalt not be black.
Whatever number we want.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, wow.
Sorry. Right. Sorry.
Can I just state that is not one of my commandments.
No, that was the wrong sound.
One of my commandments is don't be friends with assholes. I don't know what reminded me of that. But here's some Alice in Chains for you, everybody.
Coming at you.
You're listening to the Gus and Joe Show on More Like Radio. Back in a few. Oh, it's the birthday show, by the way.
Birthday show.
Now
Back with the Gus and Joe Show on More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com/live if you're not already there to get in the chat. We got a couple of news stories left over. We should probably get out of the way. I think I just sent you a fun one.
It's fun. There we go. I'm back.
Oh, hi.
My headphones are in my ears. Okay. Police discover speeding driver nearly naked and covered in Vaseline.
Huh. What could be going on there?
The arrest report notes that the driver's area of the car was extremely greasy. An Oklahoma man is greasing the wheel. Oh, God damn it. Son of a bitch. An Oklahoma man...
Sorry, is this Huffington Post? Because they're the worst at puns.
This is HuffPo.
Of course it is. God, every three sentences is a fucking pun. Yeah.
Someone sits there and writes this shit and gets a fucking paycheck.
Is there a worse form of comedy than the pun?
They say there's not.
Honestly.
They do say there's not.
You got to get into the mic, babes.
They do say there's not.
Okay.
But you know what? Off stage, they're hilarious.
No, they're not.
You don't think so? I can go for a good pun here and again. I could.
No.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. Oh, ooh, does that make me... Dude, that makes me fucking...
Joe just sucked his balls inside
like
of his
angry
chest.
And nauseous at the same time.
I know. That's why I did it, because I know how much you like puns.
I just, when people do that like at work, I just
seriously?
Have to turn my head. I have to look away.
Puns?
No, that's what she said.
That. Yeah. I don't think there's anything worse than that. Is there anything more unfunny that people laugh at than that phrase?
I can think of a few people
Jeff
that I know.
Jeff Foxworthy.
No, not people or jokes. I'm talking about common phrases,
types of,
especially like in the workplace that people think are funny.
Because that's what people can.
No, I know, but I can't think of one that is less funny and more used than that.
I hate that feeling of like someone making a joke
when it's not a joke,
and you just wanting to like and just be like, I just got to
stay in your lane, motherfucker.
I just gotta just get through today.
It's one of the reasons I'm so quiet at work.
I say, yeah, I keep my head down.
I mean, people think I'm shy. It's just I can't be bothered.
I'm very funny at work
because I mean, one
just not even work, just in life in general.
Well,
like,
that too. Yeah.
How many times like I'm do not you around hear, friends? Like, oh, you do comedy? You know, I love Jeff Dunham. I'm just like,
it's great. God. Yeah, that's the end of the conversation.
That's good.
That's okay. Nice talking to you.
That's great.
Yeah,
you're like a guy who does borderline racist jokes through puffins. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I kill you. That's fucking great.
Yeah, with
terrorist.
No comedy behind
it's really good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, I honestly can you? What are some other ones aside from the "that's what she said" thing?
Jeez, I don't. I can't think. I'm trying to think of a joke. I love when people give
me tags. We're thinking of tags.
You can use that in your act. Is one of the ones I just.
Oh, well, I get the same shit. I get. Are you going to talk about that on your show?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about.
I'm going to forget about you the second I walk away.
I'm going to talk about Cindy dropping her stapler. That's going to be my fucking. That's going to do an hour on that.
Fucking horrendous.
Maybe Dennis is right. Maybe we're just angry.
Well, that's
angry. No, we're all happy as fuck.
Yeah, very. We're elated.
I've never been happier.
Yeah,
we're here.
I mean, if you're in the chat, help us out. Your day job. What are some of the?
Well, there's the whole it's almost Friday or those
the hump day.
Hump day.
Yeah,
hump bullshit. Day. Those aren't jokes. They're just annoying cliches.
No, but someone says it, Ian.
I have one,
and then people
always,
will laugh.
Yeah,
always,
they'll laugh.
Yeah.
And that's what I
get it because humping also.
I don't. Sex. I mean, every time they laugh. These are the same people that watch Big Bang Theory.
I mean, I can say
it's
that
genius and hysterical.
My tenure, my kids. That's what she said. My kids who are 10 and 8 do like that, and for their sake,
they're
will.
They're 10 and 8.
Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah, it's fine. They're 10 and 8.
They
do, but
it's funny, and they get it too, which is even better.
Right.
Okay. That's also funny.
Yeah.
But dude, like you said, Big Bang Theory. We played one time. If you go on YouTube, there's people who have taken Big Bang Theory and taken the laugh tracks out, and it is the most depressing.
I got it.
You want to find one?
I have to.
It's an awful show.
It's depressing because it's not funny, and without the laugh track to prod you to laugh. I hate laugh tracks, and I say that to
of
people.
Of course.
Like, if there's a laugh track, I probably won't watch it.
Seinfeld's the only exception.
Okay, yeah.
But I agree.
But Seinfeld
other than that, I agree.
Seinfeld I can remember things from that still are funny to this day. Who remembers anything from fucking, what is that stupid show? Oh, Big Bang Theory.
I've seen
get it? Because it's
never
Big
really
Bang Theory is a theory of how the universe started, but it's also naughty.
Oh, Jesus.
Because people have sex sometimes.
Wow, there's so many of these.
Yeah, there's some people have time.
All right. If you want to scooch over, you don't have to, Ian, but if you want to take a look.
You want to go scooch over?
All right, let's all watch some of this together. Hopefully we don't get kicked off of YouTube for playing this.
So what package are you thinking?
This one comes with music and flowers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, because the laugh track is removed, Dan, do you have something to play when there should be a laugh?
Yeah, hold on.
You don't have to play it now, but it just...
I got it.
Okay. All right, so let me back this up. Okay.
So what package are you thinking?
This one comes with music and flowers. Oh, they even stream the whole thing live on the internet.
Why do we want that?
Because there's a lot of gorgeous blondes out there who don't believe they can land a short, nearsighted scientist. Let's give them hope.
Never put us on the internet.
Oh, my God.
I've always wanted a wedding with a comment section.
If we think of this, we can do it another
time.
Don't
use that because that's a laugh track. We're defeating the purpose, Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll find better for you.
That's where the laughs came from him? Oh.
Yeah. You couldn't tell the difference.
Yes. Use the mics. Oh, my God. I'm not going to say what you're doing, Ian, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Whatever, man.
Are you really?
I'm multitasking.
Wow.
Whatever. I'm making fantasy trades in a way.
No. No, I want to. Look, we've put this off long enough. Let's do it.
Well, it's exactly what you said the first time we slept together.
Laughable, man.
Sheldon. Hey, Leonard, have you gotten married yet?
No, why?
Good, don't do it.
Why not?
Some important new information has come to light. Women are the worst.
Are you fucking
I thought it was paper cuts, but I was wrong. No piece of paper ever cut me this deep.
What happened now?
If
people sitting on their couches laughed openly at track. That.
Can't wait for the next episode. The new one.
This will never stop annoying me.
There's going to be more laughs.
Amy has ended our relationship.
We're not even a minute in.
Oh, no. Seriously?
Don't worry, it's only 3 minutes.
She broke up with Sheldon.
She did?
Is Penny crying?
No.
No, of course not. They thrive on our suffering.
Oh, God.
That was a joke?
Buddy, I'm so that was funny, sorry. Yeah. Is there anything I can do?
Yes. If I ever talk about going out with a girl again, roll your eyes at me like I do to you when you say dumb thing.
Oy.
Okay, just because you're going through this with Amy doesn't mean that all women are bad.
Whatever.
Oh, was that the punchline?
That was a fuck... Oh, my God!
He said the word whatever, though, Joe. He said it silly. Oh, that was good. That was funny. I like that one.
I don't know if I could take more of this.
Oh.
Do you want to hear more?
No.
Okay, me neither.
No.
That was the number one. By the way, I just want it for the record. We lasted a minute and 30 seconds.
That's impressive. That is the, that they make $1 million an episode.
Each.
Yeah. And that is like the top comedy in America right now.
It's still on the air, right?
Yeah, it's like in their fucking 800th season.
I just played was season 9, episode 1.
We needed 9 seasons of that. And now there's an off-spin show about...
A young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon.
Which one's Sheldon?
The really funny one that said whatever.
Asperger's
one. Oh, the gay one.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a really hilarious new show of just him being a shitty kid.
I don't understand. And again, these YouTube videos with the laugh track have been going on for years.
Maybe it's the same logic where you said, or whoever said that you can't appreciate good feelings without bad. Maybe we couldn't appreciate good art or good comedy without this. Maybe the masses are meant to...
But no, more people find this to be the good comedy.
That's the infuriating thing, yeah.
So what? Fuck them. Let them enjoy it. It doesn't harm us, does it?
Well, yeah.
How so?
I don't know how to put this without sounding pretentious. Dan, you know what I'm saying?
There's no way. I know what you mean, but there's no way.
Yeah, there's no way to do it.
There's no way to do it without coming off like a cock.
I'm just going
to
avoid it then.
Just be a cock.
I'll tell you.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Because be a dick if you wanna.
I don't think this is so crazy to say. The three of us sitting in this fucking basement apartment know a million times more about comedy than the writers on this show. Why the fuck are you looking around the room like I'm wrong?
Because there are certain, say, pop bands, right?
Music. What are you...
Oh, hold on. That I think dumb down what they do to sell.
Stop making excuses.
I'm saying that...
What I just said is accurate.
No, I don't agree. I disagree with that.
Not for the masses. That's what he is.
No. I'm not talking about the masses. I'm talking about comedy.
I'm also
saying
that they're muzzling
themselves.
I know
it's subjective. I know it's opinion. But
these writers can write. They're muzzling themselves.
Yeah, they're being forced to dumb down.
They're making mass appeal.
I'm not attacking them on a personal level. I'm saying what they are writing.
You think we could create a funnier episode than that?
Yes!
Yeah, okay, maybe.
Yes!
Okay.
But, I guess that's our homework.
Yeah, but what sponsor is going to pay to have airtime in between segments and who's going to watch
that's
it?
That's not the point,
It is the point, though.
This
is America, right? Isn't that the point?
So does it come down to that it's just the fact that the majority of the country are fucking dumb, and that's why? I mean, honestly.
I don't even know if it's dumb as much as it's just easily, people don't want to put
easily
so much
amused.
Thought into it.
They take what's given.
Yeah, that's why we listen to music now. Music now is just... It's repetitive. There's no depth. It's just the same phrase again and again. You know, it's empty lyrics. I mean, they did a study where they took music from, 50s, 60s, 70s, and a music from now, and the vocabulary has been dumbed down to a second grade level. Everything.
Yeah.
Because it's simple. They even took the amounts of notes and the amount of whatever, and it's all just dumbed down. It's all just flatlined because it's made to just be easy. It's like the difference between eating a McDonald's cheeseburger and a fucking, real burger at a pub or off of a fucking...
Yeah.
Because it's just the sentence that I couldn't finish.
Should we not be angry about this? Because I can't help it.
I'm frustrated about it, but I'm frustrated when I watch a guy like Stanhope, who's one of my favorite comics.
Right. And again...
Get absolutely no international... No national recognition.
Yeah.
For some of the... brilliant shit he could
But he's use. Saying things that make people uncomfortable.
Exactly.
People don't want to feel...
That's,
we were talking before the show about the other topic. everyone wants to be comfortable all the time.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
No, a vast majority of people want to be in a comfort zone.
But not in a humor setting.
Yes. Like, always.
Why?
People don't want to be challenged.
Because they spend their day at work doing some bullshit job. They don't want to come home and feel shitty again.
But, I mean, humor and uncomfortable aren't mutually exclusive.
But people don't bathe in depression like we do. People
not
don't.
Not everyone has fiber
in their
diet.
But they can find it funny. No?
Maybe.
But they don't because they can't relate to it.
How can they not relate? They work shitty 9-to-5 jobs
up,
they hate.
And that's their life, though. That's what that's the dream to some people.
Oh, so they're happy with that, you're saying?
They're happy with that. That's what they want.
Just in therapy today, went over this. They don't even know. It's a routine.
No, but they do know. That's what they want.
I don't know about that. I think
that's not what we want, but that's what they want. Some people just want to wake up in the morning, have breakfast, go to work, do their thing,
and
make their
fulfilled and
that's what she said jokes. Go home,
satisfied.
Pat the kid on the fucking head. That's life. Like that's they do that. They do that,
enough.
And then one day they're dead, and that's the end.
That's good enough.
That's fine.
It has to be. Good
I don't
enough.
Understand that at all.
That's
what
they want.
They
that's their life.
They think that way about you. They don't understand
I'm
why
sure.
you need to have some guy saying cunt and whatever other edgy stuff. Why does this guy have to rock the boat?
I love how you just boil it down to that.
Well, but it is. They can't understand you. And
no, I know what you mean. I'm saying the cunt reference. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Some people get offended by word choice.
Peppermint patties, there's a lot of people living in a bubble. Mm-hmm. That's one of the worst, is the word thing. I mean.
Yeah, giving words power, you're sort of giving in to... To nothing.
If I meet someone new, I'll go out of my way to try and work the word retard into a conversation just
that's
to see the reaction.
I gotta show you this.
Right. And if they're offended, then okay. Nice to meet you. Bye. Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy.
I can't stand the fucking political correctness. It's just...
Yeah. But that's what people are... That's what... Everything is like... There's this weird standard now with everything, you know? Where, like, that's, like...
It's not realistic to be held to it, though. It's so out of fucking...
But that's when he used to... That's when we used to have guys like, you know, Pryor and Carlin and, you know, guys who pushed that shit. Fucking, God damn it, who the fuck was before Pryor and Carlin?
Lenny Bruce,
who would get arrested. I mean, Lenny Bruce would literally go up on stage, do comedy, and get arrested.
Right.
For doing comedy and saying shit on stage, you know?
Right now,
Seattle. No, that's what's last week.
Oh,
Joe was blown away by that point.
I'm really sorry, Dan. I got.
I'm sorry. That my bad. I created.
No, that's all right.
I was looking at a football pick. I'm sorry. Can you sum up what you said? I really apologize. I shouldn't have.
Let the audience hear it again.
I know.
They
want to
hear it.
That's why I said summarize, not repeat.
Because you really had to read that.
Well, that was a summary.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, that's my fault. It's you know what? Don't worry about it.
It's his birthday.
I'm not going to make the point.
Distract if he wants to.
I feel like a dick.
That's all right. I'm not going to make the same point.
I'm not asking.
The people
you to.
Are already.
I'm not asking. You to.
Bored by me rambling in that.
Seattle Mister says I can't censor myself. People who can't handle words don't get to be part of my life.
There
I
you go.
Couldn't agree more.
Perfect.
And again, that's why I'm so fucking quiet.
But that's even thinning out the
work
herd.
And
so
with people,
but that
know.
Sucks because like when you're in a work environment or whatever, like you have to watch everything.
But again, that's why I choose to just
that's
shut the
I
fuck
just
up.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you know, it's just, you have to.
Well, there's a way you can. I'm a little edgy at work.
There's a way to do it.
There's a way
depends
to do
on
it,
the type of...
and there's a way to come off sort of not likable, but disarming. I think I could be disarming, and I could seem like sort of non-threatening.
Yeah,
and it's just funny, and you're part of the team, and you're all laughing together.
Right.
You're not laughing at someone or punching down.
Yeah,
there's a way to do it, but
punching down is a great saying that you use a lot that I love, and it's literally the idea of. You're not.
I was gonna say, what exactly is it?
Well, it's picking on somebody beneath you.
Yeah, punching
you
down.
You shouldn't
like
make fun of someone
target.
That's got less than you, or that's an easy target.
Oh, just because it's easy to make the joke.
It's easy, yeah.
It's
yeah.
easy, and it's also sort of not fair. Is that?
I guess not fair, and it's just it's not creative.
Right.
It's not, you know, not that we're fucking it's, creative
you,
geniuses.
You don't
I don't want to like.
I
don't want to put it off like we're like fucking
no,
wearing our fucking berets.
I don't think we are.
And all right,
no.
It's also just being a kind, decent person. You don't walk by a homeless person and chide them for being in an unfortunate situation. But you can walk by the mansion and say, fuck that guy.
Yeah, because you're going up then.
And even then, that's both of them are your insecurity. If you make fun of the homeless guy, you're insecure and afraid. You make fun of the rich guy, you're insecure and afraid, in a sense, or at least insecure and jealous.
Right.
So it always comes from a bad place.
I would say, yeah, if you're punching up,
you're afraid
jealousy.
Of being first, then you want to be the second.
in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
I like being the second.
No, I think you missed what I said.
Maybe.
Your example. The first example being homeless.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Right, right. Fuck it. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. What led us into this?
Oh, man. Why do we get here? Oh,
words. That, retard. You're trying to use the
puns,
word retard.
Puns. Because the article started with a fucking pun.
Right, 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 right.
The article had no merit once they used the pun. We just completely...
Yeah, it's done. I don't even care about this article.
Goodbye, HuffPo.
Thanks.
No, I'm saying, like, because... No, I know. Puffington.
Puffington.
Fucking Puffington.
Is that a gay magazine?
HuffPo. No, I think it's a marijuana magazine.
Ah.
Fuck PuffPo. I don't know, man. It's just... I fucking... Greasing the wheels of justice. Ugh. God, cheesy. That's a fucking line.
But you know what? Let me ask you this. Do you want everyone to like what you like? I'm saying.
No.
So why does that bother you?
Because
you
it's the majority of people.
So what?
That.
So?
I don't know.
I get what Ian's saying. It's so what?
I like having my thing.
But it's still.
You're right. It doesn't exactly affect me.
No.
So, but
I get what you're saying. I judge in my own way, too. But. I like what I like. I like what means something to me, what connects to me.
Right.
And that's all that I can do. You know, it doesn't confront me that someone is easily entertained or is stupid.
I think what really aggravates me is the part of the, you know, the political correctness part where you got to watch words you say around people now. That kind of thing. Because that goes along with the wholesome non-humor that they laugh at, those kind of
people. That goes back to capitalism. There's sponsors involved.
Oh, yep. Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about
it's all
TV.
About it's all about
not just on TV. I mean,
but everywhere, it's usually about money. When there's censorship, it's usually about losing money.
I'm talking about the audience.
Shares case, and all that shit.
Well, the audience, yeah, that's fair. That's usually privileged, spoiled white people, you know, that have nothing better to do
usually,
but be offended by stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's every...
They feel guilty about their privilege on top of it, and then they overcompensate by being offended by everything.
Damn.
You know what? You pretty much hit the nail on the head because I mentioned this vaguely on the show before. There was a girl I had a crush on. She moved back. It was I think I talked a little bit on the air, right, guys? Remind me, because I, as you know, get fuzzy about what I say.
The trial.
Off the air.
The job interview.
Right.
Yeah, you had the job interview.
Of whether I would be good enough as a dating partner, you could call it, I guess. But she's essentially, she is a social justice warrior.
Yes.
And I know you're all saying, what the fuck would you want anything to do with her for? It
it's
went
before
back
that.
To
his damn titties, though. That's why.
Oh
no!
Also that.
No.
No. I know it's before. But, that's before. It's you're always. You remember
that
who she
was. Initial attraction went before she was.
Before all that crazy shit.
Yeah. Before she aged.
Oh,
not well.
Huh.
I gotta tell you, Ian, your people, your women people, don't age well.
They don't. Huh. I've never been with a Jewish girl, that I know of, not on purpose.
Anyway, I was about to defend that, but whatever.
Defend what?
My joke. But
you're right; they probably don't age well.
Not all of them. That's what I was going to say. But see, the fact that I feel like I have to say that—that's the fucking problem.
Well, then you've got to stop censoring yourself. Fuck them.
It's not that I'm censoring myself; it's that I feel like I have to, you know,
clarify
that I'm not 100% serious when it should be.
But you're like
85%
serious.
Yeah, more like 70. Like 70. But you're right. That's so. And I think I mentioned this to you guys before the show, Social Justice Warriors came up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I only have this one experience to go by, but I'm convinced that they are all just like this one, which is mommy, daddy pay for the apartment and the car and the cell phone bill. So they have no responsibility, no job. So they spend all their time looking for things and questioning things to be offended at.
Mm-hmm. I've always said if you have to ask yourself if you're offended, you're not offended.
Right.
If you have to think about if you're offended, you're not. Oh. And you can be offended and not ruin
and
everyone
move on.
Else's shit.
And move
it's
on.
Like, oh, I didn't like that. And then move on.
But see, they can't move on. I'll never forget one of the first things. One of the first times, you know, we hung out when she came back. She asked me, because we went to high school together.
Right.
Do you think we were racist in high school? I go, what? Well, there was only, you know, a couple African Americans in our high school, and you know the way we acted. Do we exclude them? Do you think we were? And I said, I go, why are you even thinking about this? I mean, first of all, how old are you in high school? I mean, at that age, you're not thinking about
your fucking brain
what the fuck
is
doing,
dude. Your fucking hormones.
I mean,
that's all you are.
My
in high school.
Point is the fact to focus on that. Do you even think that?
And to have
what
guilt
the
from
fuck is wrong
to
with
have
you?
Guilt of something you may or may not have done 20 years ago. Like, how, what are you holding on to?
Right, but that's the mentality.
Like, shit. I mean, I will stay awake at night wondering about interactions I had 20 years. That's different.
Oh, that's what girls and stuff.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said hello and waved. Yeah. She was waving the person behind me. That's a fucking high.
But social justice issues. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, if she felt like maybe she was,
oh my god,
part
Ian's
of the problem.
Defend
no,
it.
Not defending anything. I'm just trying to understand it.
No, okay.
I want to understand it before I shit on it. Maybe she just felt like maybe I was more part of the problem than
but
the solution.
But here's the thing right there.
Then change it now.
Well, what,
you can't change it
now
back
when
then.
You say the problem, you mean in society in general?
Well, she whatever
or
problem
that,
she
or
perceives.
That school.
Whatever
she perceives
she
the problem.
I don't know what the problem is.
See, perceive is the key fucking word.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a problem. There was no one waving around fucking, you know, rebel flags.
Right.
And, I mean, nothing. It wasn't like that kind of a play.
Much as you tried.
It's just the pure.
He wasn't allowed.
But they told me no. Put it back in the pocket. It's just the pure fact of demographics. Where that school was, there was just a couple black people that went there. Simple as that.
I went to school at an all black school.
Okay.
It was probably like 7 to 10% white. Right. I was one of two or three Jewish kids. No one apologized to me for being bullied and made and ostracized, and it was fun in a way. I kind of
because you were white.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I got mugged. I got, you know, picked on a little bit. It was fine, but I don't think any of those people are looking back. Those people are looking
of
back.
Of course,
and
they're not
wondering if they made my high school
you think
experience
any of them
tough.
Have a blog where they're writing apologies to people that aren't reading them? No,
but that's fine.
Does this person have a blog that she's handing apologies out on?
I really don't know, but I wouldn't be. I know
okay.
She's.
No, I thought you were referencing something on purpose.
Well, her title is freelance writer, which I'm sure is
okay.
Again
that's unemployed.
I
yes.
only need one instance to go by. Mm-hmm. To judge everyone else. So every,
no, that's
to
exactly,
me, every
yeah.
other social justice warrior
yeah,
is this
that's,
exact
that
same
person,
person
is who you're imagining. Yeah.
And I know it's crazy.
Which
but
goes against everything.
I know.
That, yeah, that's fine.
But in this case,
mm-hmm.
I think I might be right.
You might be.
I think I'm close.
I think there's pieces to it.
No, honestly.
I think there's pieces
is.
To it.
There absolutely
because
is. It's that
don't...
entitlement. It's the being brought up with it's, money yeah. and not really experiencing the real world.
Stepping
and
over
and,
homeless people yeah. in the street.
And yeah. feeling bad that you may have... Yeah,
gained an advantage.
Yeah, gained an advantage.
Right,
yeah, I understand.
And
but they're not,
for
but
it.
They're not giving that advantage away. I'm sure
no,
on some level
no,
they
still
are,
want it.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're not going to turn it down.
It's okay for you know, it's okay for me.
They're
but
not
going to
go out and get a real fucking job and make their own money. No,
I see what you're saying.
That's
yeah.
off the table.
I see what you're saying.
But yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't really. I try not to really talk to too many. So I don't like anyone so extreme.
On any level.
On any,
anything, yeah.
It's just, it's tiring, man. I don't have the fucking energy
what,
for, like, to worry about what this, like, I don't, you know me. I mean, Ian, I'm saying, because Ian's seen me doing a lot of stand-up. I don't be offensive on purpose. Like, I don't like when someone, I don't like when somebody goes out of their way to be offensive.
It's like for shock value.
To be offensive.
Right.
When you find a clever way to do it, then I'm like, oh, that's a good joke. You found a clever way to say something a little messed up, but, you know, it made, say it was... But a lot of comics don't get that. They just, they're just like...
Or it just doesn't fit.
Or it doesn't fit. They cram a reason in to say something.
Especially open
end.
Mic, of course.
Especially open
I mean,
mics,
of course
yeah.
That.
But that's and that's a mix of people mixing ideas and inexperienced people. But I don't know, man. I don't even know what my fucking point was there. My point was basically just that... fucking, I don't know. I don't drink.
No, you don't interact with... those kind of people.
And,
which
yeah, when
I
see
someone
who's
don't either.
When I see someone who's trying to be offensive and someone who's trying to be offended, they're two polar. They're the same shit.
It's like Nazis.
They're
and
both
Antifa.
Assholes.
It's like
they're
when
both fucking suck.
When someone dies, a celebrity, you know, there's going to be someone who's going to come out and try to make some fucking shitty offensive joke.
Just
for the sake
of being shitty.
Just for the sake of, like, other people like this, and I got to fucking get mine in. And then there's going to be someone who's going to be super offended by that.
Right.
And the two of them are going to have the same fucking argument, and somehow it's going to involve Trump. And it's just going to be the same fucking talking point argument. Dude, you've seen
these arguments.
Yeah, but
in the end, one of them changes their mind.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly what happens.
Every time.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
One of them
argue,
sees the light.
And then one of them taps and says, oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. You are correct.
Right.
All of my beliefs have now been switched.
Right.
And I'm on your team. Yeah, that's exactly how arguments on the internet work.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's possible. I mean, offended is a loose term, but it's possible to be set off, triggered, bothered, offended by something, and not feel the need to have to shut it down. Just turn the channel off.
Yeah, you can
turn the channel off, walk away.
Yeah, but they do the opposite. They keep it on to get more and more.
More mad, more upset.
And
then blast it out there.
And I'll admit.
And identify and feel victimized themselves.
Yeah,
Jesus, but I'll admit, you know, like sports teams that I hate, I'll check the box score for those teams. I do want to keep track of things
I
hate.
They lost.
But they should still exist. You know, sometimes you love to hate something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's people you don't get along with or in general.
Well, if you don't have something to hate, what are you going to love? You know, it's the same thing we were talking about with life. Like,
the
with,
yin
you know,
and the yang.
If there's no good, there's no
goes
bad.
Back to the flotation tank.
Yeah, dude, fuck, we're back, man. Mm-hmm. The flotation tank. If there's no. There's no, it's, you know, you're not going to like everything.
But also,
there's 7 billion people. Right. You're not going to like all the shit.
But they can't realize that that's okay.
Can I reference a Pearl Jam lyric?
Go.
Joe.
Please.
So fucking Lulie.
How I choose to feel is who I am.
How I am.
How I am. And that's it.
If you got it wrong, does he have to leave?
Fuck. You know, I thought I was a fan. No, but you know what? You don't have to just, you don't have to like take everything to the pit of your stomach.
It's a
great fucking lyric.
It's an incredible line.
But it's like, I don't eat.
That is from the song, by the way, Inside Job by Pearl Jam. Go on.
Of course, I'm going to make this about food. I don't eat a lot of steak. Like a steak, I'm not in a steak. But if I see you enjoying steak, I'm going to be like, get that fucking steak out of here, man. That's I don't like that you're liking that. Like, that's the attitude of like, someone else is liking this. I don't like that you like this.
Even like our good friend Shannon Cook, who's a vegan,
She
would cook her family's turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, so, right. And certain
Do you know what says so much about what you just said? I either didn't know or forgot that she was a vegan. I probably just didn't know.
Matter.
But my point didn't.
You don't have to carry a flag and wave it all the time.
Which most.
Just be you. We'll discover who you are by hanging out with you, not by watching your flag fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care if you're vegan or do CrossFit. Or you don't have to tell me. Like, it doesn't.
Oh, but they love to.
Oh, they love to tell you.
Or just,
and it's not just telling you. It's the here's why I'm more superior.
Yeah, here's why I'm better than you. You know, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. Might get 4 more years than I do. Whatever.
You might not.
Probably 30. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Still, we're both going to just end up floating in the fucking abyss. It doesn't matter. Wow. Maybe I do need medicine.
Oh, fuck. All right. Where were we before? We got 15 minutes
just
left.
Just a hollow existence is all I'm saying.
I brought this up before on the show, but I'd like your take, Ian. It's a very simple question. Do you think this is going to reverse and go the other way, this whole PC shit?
Everything does. Everything.
But
I'm sorry, go ahead, Ian.
No. It's just because it's just getting worse and worse. For like 10 years now, it's probably at least 10 years since all this shit really kicked in. With the, you know, all the letter words, there's a letter for like fucking 20 different, like the R word.
You can't say the R word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that shit. It's just worse. I don't
see
the
F word. Which F word?
But to be a contrarian, I mean, we don't need to use that word either. I'm just trying to. I like
it's
to.
My birthday. What the?
He
fuck?
Does like, both sides.
He, I just like to.
Ian
even
likes both
with
sides.
Politics, with I like to explore both sides because I don't really care about anything. Mm-hmm. So I can see things both ways. Nothing really. I have no passion.
He has no dog in the fight.
I don't. And
dog fighting.
You do
is
though.
Offensive.
You do comedy. It affects you. There are clubs.
It doesn't.
There
no,
are clubs.
But guess
that
what?
Will say you can't say this
all,
word
I'm not
on stage.
A club, first the, of all, except for the one that I fucking work
just
at.
Go with me for a fucking second. No,
he's
seriously.
A contrarian, he said so.
No, I'm not, I mean, just for the sake of argument. But
I'm gonna
okay.
Listen, for
if you say it, you say it. But I wouldn't say it for the sake of fucking with somebody. Did I miss something funny?
You said I'm going to go on dictionary.com because I said you're a contrarian. Sorry, go ahead, man.
I don't know.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I did the same thing. I complained.
I'm just saying if something does bother somebody. Now, again, I think people don't always have the right to be offended and be incredulous. And
they never.
Shut things down.
No one ever has the right. That's not a right to
not
be offended.
Okay, do you feel like you want to go out of your way to say retard because it bothered somebody?
No. That'd be
he says it because it's comfortable. And,
then just
and,
don't stop. No one's stopping you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to.
So then really it just comes down to a segment of people that you don't care about, so it doesn't affect you.
But it does when I see people that are otherwise funny, normal, all of a sudden have to go, you know, that's really not a good thing to say. And
Everyone is the star of their own movie. right? We all have our motivations. Well, we all have our experiences.
Narcissistic people.
No, no.
I'm not saying I'm not slightly
every
narcissistic.
Person.
I know I am.
I'm pretty sure I'm a supporting character in someone else's movie.
No. Every time you wake up
I walk
you're
in
an and open your eyes, you see what's in front of you. Right? You're not your own main character.
This
of course
is your
you're
own.
The fucking understudy.
The part of Dan DiMarino today will be played
by... Oh, someone attractive. Yeah, I don't... I know exactly what you're saying. I get it. But I do think it's going to even out. Everything always... We're always moving forward. We're always... Like, people now who are against gay marriage and all that shit... Like, they're going to look
What's
so
a different
fucking
kind of
stupid
thing?
In 30... No, but I'm saying progressively. We're always moving...
Right, that what yeah. you're talking about, that, of course, that's progressive.
We're always moving along. There's people who are...
But the language is not progressive.
No, but I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. The point
it's
I'm
retarding.
Trying to make. I'm going to make a point here. Literally. So it's always going, we're always going forward. Always. People who tried to fight equal rights between races, civil rights, women's voting, all those people look like idiots now. But while that line is always going forward, there are people below and above it. There's people too far below and too far above. You know what I'm saying? There's people who are too strongly against it and too strongly for it. Like people who don't understand why some farmer in the Midwest who has seen 12 people his entire life can't understand why someone else would want to be a woman who was a guy. That guy's not going to understand that. And you can't expect him to understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because people will be like, well, he needs to be open-minded. It's like, he's only...
I would fault him.
This is blowing his fucking mind.
I don't understand that, but go ahead and do it.
Yeah, do it. I don't care.
I don't understand that at all. I can't relate, but do it.
So while I don't agree with him for being like, goddamn faggot, I also don't agree with the person shitting on him because he doesn't know. He has lived his whole life with this certain belief that a man's a man and a woman's a woman, and that's why my daddy beat me. Like, he does, that's
the problem
his
is
life.
If he gets in his pickup truck and beats somebody up.
That's
different. That's the problem.
But that's different. But he's not doing that.
Hopefully not.
The people you see on the news or whatever, they're fucking horrible people. The people who get violent, attack, whatever. But for every one of them, there's a million who just want to live their own fucking life the same way a gay guy wants to live his own fucking life. You know what I mean?
With a dick in their ass.
Yeah. This guy wants to have his dick in his wife's ass. Different, but it's the same.
There is a level of bullying, though, that went on in our childhood that it's good that it's gone.
Yeah.
There's a level of and it's probably worse with cyber shit now when you're anonymous, but...
It's gotta be.
Oh, it's gotta be way worse.
It's gotta be worse, but... There are, like, you know, I have kids in grade school, so I see it, and there's a very, and I took education classes in college, there's a heavy emphasis on bullying and inclusion. On the one hand, it does ease the burden in youth, however, it does give you a bit of a naive view of what life's going to be like when you're an adult.
Yeah.
Because the world ain't fair, people are not nice,
right?
And you can't not, you can't expect... Everyone, you know, like the retarded kid that's allowed to score the touchdown.
I was gonna say,
at the high school
game. In real life, you don't get a fucking award for being last in place.
Have you seen the video where it's made up like one of those Make-A-Wish things, where it's set up like a football game, and they hand off to the little kid, and he's running, and all the players are like, you know, spreading so he can get his touchdown. Like, you know, they do that whole thing, like the sports.
We've done some of those stories on the air. Or
there's a video
years ago, point and laugh, and I decided that was just mean, so I don't do that anymore.
There's a video where it's that exact thing, and it's a kid up around the field, and you know, like the players are all jumping around behind him because you know the other team is like, you know, just let him go, and then out of nowhere, someone from the other team just plows the fucking kid.
Oh shit!
Just fucking
that I've never seen.
It's a joke. It was made
it's fake.
As a joke. It was clearly fake. Like they talk
about
hilarious. When the announcers are talking, they're like, "Here's a potato for a heart" or something like that. Like they say in the beginning.
So do they use an actual retard, or they had?
Nah, it's just some fucking little kid running, and he gets, and it's probably computer anime, but he gets plowed, and you read the comments, and people are like, "I can't believe people are laughing at this. I can't believe." And there's people who believe it's real. It's clearly fake. He said he had a potato for a heart. It's fake. And people are like, how could you do that to somebody? Da, da, da. Like, that's the kind of people that are out there in this country. Like, they're just dumb.
People think the Onion is real.
There's people who think the Onion's real.
This is all going back to the
audience. Dude, that video is hysterical, I'm telling you.
This is all going back to the audience of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, same thing.
Same kind of fucking, this is what I'm saying.
But I mean, they're not. But I'm saying is they're not hurting anyone.
They're
watching
probably
the
good
Bang
people.
Theory.
They're just living their life.
I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, but.
But I can't help it.
Even,
it
you
still
know what?
Irritates me.
I remember there's certain things, like I listened to like Radiohead in college, and there was this kid, which it's fine, it's pop music, it's art, see.
Radiohead is fucking great. The earlier stuff.
Great. No, it really is. But there's some kid
you like
that
their
was,
older stuff. You're a dumb fan.
There was some kid that was into like classical that judged me. And so everyone's always going to be a rung up looking down at somebody.
Oh, always, yeah.
So all it comes down to is just shut up and like what you like and let me like what I like.
Right.
If you like the Big Bang Theory, good. I don't. Doesn't affect me if you do, though.
Okay.
It might be defining cultural standards, like you're saying.
That's what's going to say. Okay, it doesn't affect you, but do you not look at that person and go, all right, well, they're definitely not going to have the sense of humor I am.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but they also might have saved someone from a burning building.
I'm not saying they're bad people.
Right, but
I'm saying.
But that's one aspect of
what Joe is saying is the line has been lowered.
Yeah.
Drastically.
Okay.
Yeah, because you think about sitcoms from when we were going. I mean, you had Cheers, you had. Things,
Married with Children. Marriage. Can you imagine that show
being
on
you had
the
Beatles,
today?
And now you have, you know,
that would never
trap
happen
music.
Today. But that's one of the fucking things I'm talking about. That's a that I see that as a
things
fucking
things always
problem.
Get watered down, though.
No, but I see you don't see that as a fucking
no,
problem.
No, because if you
that
if,
Married with Children no, can't be on the air today, because
it could be. Look at all these networks.
No,
FX.
If it, are you out of your fucking mind?
It could
mind?
Be on Fox, maybe, but it could be on
well,
FX.
There you go. It can't be on
networks, but so either. What? But you're not going to be deprived of it. You'll find it if you want it. You'll find it. Have you seen Always Sunny?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
That's a great
show. Yes, it does.
No one's taking away what you want.
But you just said it can't be on network TV.
But do you need it on network TV? So what?
Maybe back then. Maybe I only had a fucking rabbit ear antenna. I don't know.
But it was on then, so it didn't matter.
But that's... You're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point. Right now... No, right now you're almost...
It's a form of censorship.
It's a form of collective taste.
You know what, though? It's not a form of censorship. It's a form of the market. It's a form of what people want. People who want to watch Married with Children aren't watching NBC. They're not watching CBS. Nobody has watched NBC since fucking Seinfeld left.
Right.
I mean, people who are looking for comedy like that. You
but
know,
now there's just, Hulu and there's Amazon, there's Hulu, Netflix. The, anything you want, you'll find.
Like he said, dude, Always Sunny in Philadelphia is one of the most famous shows.
It's
on fucking like FX. It's not even
and
fucking
it's awful. It's so depraved. It's so offensive.
Dude, it's just terrible fucking people.
I've never seen an episode.
Really?
Never seen that show.
A lot of people have told me it's great.
Oh, you need to. It's fucking great. But in any case, it's there. It's more offensive than Married with Children in certain ways. It's not as chauvinistic and, I don't know, it's different.
No,
but
I guess my point is more the majority of people found that show acceptable back then, but they wouldn't now.
You don't know that, though.
No, because I guarantee
that
you.
Show. There was no internet for them to get their voices out. There was no Twitter. They had to stand outside with a fucking sign about how offended they were.
But if you,
and that show, if you watch that show, makes fun of the people who complain
yes,
about
them
all the time.
They don't get that. That's
the thing that it was different because there was everyone didn't have a fucking voice then.
Right.
The problem is every idiot has the same voice now.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone. So the fucking executive who made the decision to greenlight that show and the person out in the street who doesn't like it because it's offensive, they both can tweet and it can both go viral. And you know what I mean? Like everyone. And now you got to watch every angle of what you do because someone might get offended.
Which is insane.
But
that's
insane.
My whole point.
But that being said, so okay, Married with Children was on Fox, but The Cosby Show was still more popular. It was never the most popular show. It was allowed to be on, but the masses didn't flock to that.
I mean, that makes more sense because there's going to be more people watching.
I'm just saying there was still cornbread, white bread shit that was more popular than Married with Children, even though it was on.
But it was, right, but still.
You know, there's still plenty of offensive shit that's all over the, or not offensive, that's edgy shit. So fucking funny. Something happening?
Oh, I thought he was looking at the chat.
I glanced. What I miss? Please.
Nothing. I made a little joke about you. It's fine.
I don't want a dictionary. Fuck you.
Sorry. But no, I know what you're saying. It wasn't the best show. It wasn't the most popular show on TV at the time. It was threatened to be canceled a bunch of fucking times.
Look at Family Guy. It's on Fox. It's fucking horrible. It's heinous.
But the whole
Family Guy got canceled.
But I'm saying now it's on right now.
All
right,
here's
it's on. Look, it's terribly offensive.
At the risk of repeating myself, here's another example. I was hanging out with Dave. I was at his place a couple weeks ago, and The Score, that movie was on. You ever see that with De Niro and Edward Norton?
De Niro and Edward Norton. Yeah.
And Edward Norton plays. He does a character of a retard. Not the entire role of the film.
Yeah, when he's doing one
film,
of the heists or something.
He pretends to be retarded.
I remember. Vaguely.
And we're watching on this could never be released today.
Why not, though? Forrest
Gump
came out.
I bet it could. He didn't go full retard.
Forrest Gump is still a classic now.
No, but it's different because...
Why? Wasn't there just a movie with retarded people in it?
No, but here's the thing, Dan. They would say,
of course,
with The Score, Edward Norton, his character in the movie, was making fun of retards by putting on that whole thing and mimicking.
I don't know about that. I think there's plenty of things out there that are still just as artistic,
like he said,
and edgy.
Dude, look at what South Park gets away with every week. Look at Family Guy says horrifying shit. Family Guy says horrifying shit every week.
Yeah. But you don't think it's gotten... Look, the reins haven't been tightened
on... Of course it has, but nothing's being taken away from you.
Exactly.
You're fine. Right? What are you missing? You're not missing anything.
Same way that we can say people who are offended by something can just turn it off and watch something else.
So can you.
You can also not watch The Big Bang Theory and not watch whatever other garbage. I don't even know the names of the shows out now because I don't watch any of it.
You're right, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you're exactly right.
So you get my point.
I get your point. But it's almost the same thing as the social justice warrior going the other way. It doesn't affect you.
But here's the thing. I'm not trying to ban the Big Bang Theory.
Of course not.
I don't. You know what I mean? That's the difference between me and the social justice warrior. Right. I'm not trying to take away their jobs and stop the show. I'm just shitting on it because it's fun to do.
Fair.
You know, that's it.
Well, I'm just saying you're not missing anything. Whatever you need, whatever fiber you need in your diet, you're still getting.
You can still watch Married of Children on Netflix every fucking episode.
That's just one example. But
no, but I'm saying, like, the point is, it's not like they took it away and locked it in a vault.
Yeah,
and you're not allowed to see. Like, there's people who want everything offensive taken away.
It's more about what's acceptable now versus then.
Aren't as acceptable, but what was acceptable in the fucking 20s,
people were in blackface. People were in blackface 50 years ago.
And
you still want that?
No, that's not the same.
But it kind of is.
I'm telling you right now,
because cultural
misogynistic jokes are not the same as a guy putting on shoe polish and doing
it. It kind of is. It kind of is.
It's the same thing.
Because like Dan was saying, where the line is here and it moves. It's fluid. It's fluid, man. It
moves, yeah.
It's not the same. No, but it is the same.
Then is
it's
not
exactly
acceptable
the,
now.
It is the same. It's exactly the same.
It is the same. It's because it's accepted.
No, because the blackface thing is obviously racist, where Married with Children
is obviously
not
sexist.
But they're not actually hating women. They're making fucking jokes.
About fat women. It's very insensitive.
About fat women, about
funny.
Lesbians.
Maybe the blackface was
funny
too.
At the
I
time.
Never saw any of it.
You know, maybe if I was alive back then, I would say it was funny.
Of course you would.
I don't think
And
it
when they
and
took it away, you would have been like, they took away. You can't do blackface now.
Think that's the same
you
fucking
can't
thing.
Do it now.
You don't think it's a bit of a stretch?
You sound like the guy that says, the music of my day was the shit, this stuff sucks. You sound like an old guy.
You calling me a curmudgeon?
You sound like an old guy.
I am.
I am.
And I am too. I can relate.
He's an older one now.
That's what you sound like.
Yes.
In my day, we could say the N-word, and we loved it.
I don't believe that was a quote of mine, but...
I'm just paraphrasing what I'm...
I understand.
Telepathying from your head.
Rosa listed your words in your dictionary. They are dick, cunt, whore, Jew, coke, cock, Pearl Jam.
She forgot hydrocodone.
And Adderall.
That's fucking great.
All right, well, fuck all of you then.
Are you afraid you're losing your America?
No.
He wants to make it great again, that's all.
The face. Someone take a screenshot of that face.
We will.
Robin took an amazing screenshot of my face.
Like, I saw it.
Last week, the eyes, the eye bulge.
I still don't. Do you guys know what I was looking at? Or I don't even know what that was.
I don't know.
Fantasy football trade?
We could probably find
it. Offering him?
Yeah, that was the face. What a bad pick. All right, well, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, it is 9 o'clock.
It's been fun, everyone.
What a fun birthday show you had where we didn't mention your birthday at all and
I
just
talked about
ranted.
Sad shit.
Yeah, and just argued for the past
I went
hour.
On a depressive streak. Wow, this is a good birthday for you. Not the best one we've had.
Why don't we just turn the oven on and close the windows? Fuck it, that's it. Just kill ourselves. Goodbye, guys. We're going to miss you.
Because there's no oven in here.
I was going to say. I didn't want to say
it. Just turn the microwave on and stand by it.
I ate out of my fucking microwave.
It's not
going to
get any sadder than anything else we said tonight.
You're right.
Let's turn the microwave
on. This one's sad for him.
We'll all stand really close to the microwave. We'll develop something. 20 years from now.
When I had broke with all the neighbors. Never mind. Okay. Thank you for listening to the Cousin Jeff show.
This is not the best birthday show you've had.
No blowjob even.
Yeah.
It's
Genesis?
Hard to top that. I know.
Bottom
no well, I didn't think of like a birthday thing to do.
I know.
You know, I it's going to be shocking for the listeners. I didn't plan this show out at all.
What?
We had no.
I mean, you didn't start 20 minutes late on purpose?
We didn't. I started 20 minutes late because you two cocksuckers were sitting on my
couch.
Why
is it our responsibility?
I said five times.
I got here at 5:30
in 2 weeks into show. How is it our fault?
I said, let's go over here and test them.
At 5 to 7.
No.
Maybe 8 to 7,
no,
maybe?
6:40.
Bullshit. Started. Bullshit.
6:40.
You were farting in the corner at 6:40.
It's
you know
everyone
it.
Else's fault.
It's my birthday. Let it be.
Just for 1 week.
Just for 1 week. Let me be right. I'm losing my America.
Let me be a professional broadcaster for 1 week. After doing this since 2005. Okay. Well, again, thank you for listening, everyone. We will, well, we're not going to be here next week, but we'll be back.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We'll be enjoying our families.
Now, there is something we've been talking about I really want to do soon.
Yeah.
And
our idea that no one else ever thought of.
Right, that very original idea.
Yeah.
And there was something to the left of Dan that made noise, but it stopped. He looked at it, and it stopped.
It did.
You know, maybe we'll get that idea going and it could be played on Thanksgiving, which is
there's not enough time
stupid
for
because there's not enough time and people will be eating dinner with their families. Mm-hmm. So what I just said, you can forget. It was very dumb.
All right.
Just watch a bad movie and imagine what we'd say.
Yeah.
And
watch.
That kills the whole fucking idea.
You said it on the air.
You did.
Last time you said it.
What?
What the idea was.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you ruined the idea. I'm saying you're ruining...
Watch the Big Bang Theory and picture Joe belly aching the whole time. Just do that with the laugh track.
I don't even understand what those words mean.
Who fuck watches this fuck shit? I got a fifth Dewey. Not you. That wasn't a joke.
I was going to say, you got me confused with...
Well, he probably watches that show. Let's book the guy that's on that show to headline.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I have no
right. Pointing to an extra on the show.
A key grip.
All right. Time to get out of here. On that note, it's time to get out of here. Thank you for listening, everyone. We
Happy birthday, Joe!
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Joe! You and I will meet again when we're least expecting it. Somewhere in some far off place, I will recognize your face. I won't say goodbye, my friend, for you and I will meet again. I heard you singing to no one, I saw you dancing all along. Wouldn't know. One day all the rules would bend, and you and I will meet again. I've got a feeling, I've got a feeling so strong. Maybe someday stretches out for days. How could I get so close to you and still feel so far away? I hear a voice come on the wind saying you and I will meet again. I don't know how, I don't know when, but you and I will meet again.
want to make a left-handed veiled fucker.